U222CR Norwich.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lull.
It's Saturday afternoon basketball live in Norwich today. A huge boys matchup as it's Oneonta visiting Norwich today. And should be about a 1:45 tip-off. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Pete Komenderic, longtime coach here in Norwich. Glad to have Pete along here on our Butler Auto tip-off show. Of course, Butler features the area's biggest selection of pre-owned vehicles on Route 7, Riverside, and Sydney. And at Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer overpriced. Everyone at Butler Auto Sales wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in today's game. Coach, how do you explain, how do you put Norwich and Oneonta into words for the casual fan who maybe doesn't know what this rivalry is all about?
Nate, you expect the unexpected. We have two evenly matched teams here. Both are going to be in contention for a sectional championship. I talked to both coaches before the game, and I asked the question, when Oneonta looks in the mirror, do they see Norwich? And when Norwich looks in the mirror, do they see Oneonta? And both coaches smiled and said, couldn't be better for us.
Yeah, exactly. These two teams, they always have this one circled on the calendar. This one looks a little extra special this year as both are really coming in with great records and both are in contention for the top of the division. We're going to talk about all that when we come back here on our Butler Auto pregame show. We also want to thank all our Oneonta special sponsors that have stepped up this year and are helping us to bring you some more OHS games. So we'll talk about all that when we come back. Norwich boys hosting Oneonta this afternoon here on WCDO.
Now that's sharp.
Thanks. It's a 2024 Subaru Outback Limited. I got it from Butler Auto Sales in Sydney.
Wow, it looks brand new.
I know. I had a hard time deciding because they have such a big selection. They had at least 170 vehicles on the lot.
Well, that explains why you see Butler Auto license plate frames everywhere. Says a lot about their reputation. We need a new car, but I'm concerned about financing. Our credit took a hit when Bill got laid off.
I know they have a fully staffed finance department with specialists who handle all credit situations. And they also pay top dollar for your trade-in. They even guarantee a minimum of $1,500 toward any trade, even if it's a clunker.
Sounds like they make the car buying process pretty seamless.
They really do. I've been using their service department for years, and their new building has three comfortable waiting areas with TVs.
This is exactly what I need, a car dealer that cares about the customer before, during, and after the sale.
Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Shop online at butlerautosales.com.
Game day at Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge, comes with a special Sunday playbook menu. Enjoy the Blitz Burger topped with chili cheese and jalapeno, or the pizza and wing combo. Jerry's Inn is great for feeding hungry athletes and the whole family. They'll love the Sunday playbook menu items like mac and cheese bites, the barbecue rib sandwich, and the southwestern chicken salad. Jerry's Inn is a proud supporter of local high school sports and wishes all local teams a fantastic season. Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge. We'll see you on game day.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
All right, welcome back. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Pete Komenderic here this afternoon. Norwich boys coming in with an overall record of 9-1. Oneonta boys with a record of 5-1. But both are still undefeated in the division, so they've got a little bit of breathing room on Sus Valley and Windsor as both teams come in with a division record of 1-0, both 3-0 in their stack games so far as well. But, Coach, you had a chance to talk with Joe Alger, Norwich head coach, as well as Brad Z, Oneonta head coach. What were some of the things that they brought up to you?
For Joe Alger in Norwich, the key is defense. He wants his team to come out and play tenacious defense. What you're going to see from Norwich this afternoon is they're going to push the ball. They want to get Oneonta in a transition game, and most importantly, to take good shots, eliminate the bad shots, go for the key opportunities in the game. For Brad Zia, Oneonta, he's also going to push the ball. He said he wants his team to play up tempo. The thing that Coach Zia explained to me is, where Oneonta is now, they have a nucleus of four returning starters. And he's very happy, he said, they're playing well together. And I think that is going to be a key for Oneonta this afternoon.
Yeah, this Oneonta team returns a ton of firepower. And I think everyone was expecting that this year going in, that Oneonta would be one of the premier teams. I don't know what the word on the street was with Norwich, because they've had a year or two where maybe things didn't go their way. They lost some close games. But when you have a player like Stephen Dowdle, a new head coach with Joe Alger here, things have really come together. 9-1, what a tremendous start here for the Purple.
Joe's an experienced coach, coached at Union Endicott, knows the game. Steve Dowdle here at Norwich, 1,000-point scorer. Coach Z said to me, he's a coach's dream to have on the floor. The other thing for Oneana, Carr is just a really, really dynamic ball player. Coach Alger told me one of the keys is they want to contain him. They don't want to give him the first step to the hoop. So this is going to be a great game, Nate.
But yeah, when you talk about Stephen Dowdle from Norwich averaging 23.9 points per game coming in, and you have Brady Carr right below him at 23.7 points per game coming in. So both guys almost averaging 24 points a game. And you can find all that information right on my website, natelaw.com. There's a little tab there called Top Scorers, and those two guys are right up near the top and usually are from last year as well.
Yeah, and they have a great supporting cast around them on both teams. So, I mean, there's no chinks in the armor here. This is going to be a great game.
Yeah, it should be a great game. The fans continue to trickle in here on a Saturday afternoon. Perfect opportunity to come out and watch two of the premier teams on the boys' side in the area. We're going to take another break here on the Butler Auto pregame show. Of course, Butler has the area's biggest selection of pre-owned vehicles right on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. They wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. Again, we'll take a quick break here. I should say today's game, as we are in the afternoon here today. And I think a lot of people were maybe hoping this would be a Friday night game, but I believe that when they'll face each other again down the road in Oneonta, it will be a night game. So everybody will get their wish later in the season, and that should be another great game no matter what happens here today. All right, we'll take a break here on the Butler Auto pregame show. We'll be right back on WCDO.
You're buying a new car and shopping for a good loan rate. This place has a higher rate because they price by credit score, and that place has a higher rate because you don't have three accounts and a MasterCard with them. Don't get stuck with a higher signature loan rate. Simply visit Shendello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. Because to us, an auto is an auto, no matter the year. At Shendello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, one size fits all. No restricted terms or special requirements. 114 Main Street in Franklin. Or visit Shendello.org. Member NCUA.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
And welcome back. I'm Nate Law. Pete Komoderic with me here this afternoon on WCDO. Also, WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is brought to you by SFCU, as always. And we have a ton of special sponsors from Oneonta, especially, that we will be recognizing throughout today's game, as they have approached us and said, hey, can we get some more of these stack games on the air? And we said, yeah, let's do it. So we'll have a bunch of sponsors there throughout today's game as well. Coach, your three keys for this huge matchup, Oneonta boys coming in here to Norwich today.
If you're Norwich, you have to contain Brady Carr. You have to take away the first step, make him feel uncomfortable on the court. For Norwich, you have to push the ball, play an up-tempo game, and take good shots like Coach Alger said. For Oneonta, contain Steve Dowdle. Limit his touches, make it difficult for him to score from the perimeter. Also, if you're Oneonta, the key for them, they're a little bigger than Norwich on the inside. Control the glass. And this game could come down to who rebounds the ball better and also who's better at the foul.
Well, we saw a whale of a JV game, and Norwich pulled that out by, I believe, five. I think it was 60, 55, something along those lines. So you can see the future of these two programs, extremely bright. And a lot of these guys have come up early this year as well for Norwich and for Oneonta. So I think beyond today and beyond this season even, we're going to see some great basketball between these two programs. And, you know, area basketball is always better when this rivalry is going strong.
Yeah, the JV game was very competitive, and it was a very, very well-played game. There are a lot of underclassmen on both rosters on the varsity for Norwich and for Oneonta. So I think you're going to see battles years to come, the typical Norwich-Oneonta showdown.
I am interested in what both coaches said about wanting to kind of turn this into a track meet. I almost thought, you know, maybe somebody would want to try to slow this thing down a little bit, but it sounds like both teams are going to come out and run and gun and not back down to the other team. They're going to try to enforce what they usually do in their game plan, and I'm really interested to see what gives with that.
Yeah, and I think both coaches recognize they have a dynamic offense. They have people that can put the ball in the hoop, and they're going to go to their strengths. And if your strengths are scoring points and playing transition ball, they're going to do that.
Norwich's only loss on the season comes to Union Endicott when they were down in that Binghamton Coaches versus Cancer tournament down at the arena. No shame in that loss. UE very, very good again. Oneonta, a tough loss last weekend on the road by 3 to Trumansburg, a Class C team, but one of the top Class C teams in Section 4 by far. So a very good game there. But besides that, these two teams have played competitive schedules. Both teams have played Delhi and picked up victories. Of course, Delhi, one of the best teams in our area. They really went out and challenged themselves. So I think you do that so that when you get to the Oneonta-Norwich game, you're ready. Am I right, Coach?
Absolutely. And at this point in the season, it's building your team, getting them ready for the postseason, play for your division championship. And then in sectionals, you want to enter sectionals having your team peak. And for both teams, that is going to be very important.
Of course, we want to give a big shout-out to all our special sponsors today. This time we'd like to recognize Tino's Pizza in Oneonta, the original home of the cold cheese pizza. Whether you're in the mood for authentic New York-style pizza, unique salads, or a freshly made sub on our homemade Italian bread, Tino's has you covered. Located on Main Street in Oneonta, Tino's offers dine-in, carry-out, catering options, and free delivery. You can call us or order online through the Slice app or DoorDash. That's Tino's Pizza, the original home of the cold cheese pizza. And we'll be recognizing several of our other sponsors throughout tonight's game as well. Well, we've talked about Brady Carr. We've talked about Stephen Dowdle. You know, for both sides here, Coach, who do you think are some of the other role players that have to step up today? I think Britton Z for Oneonta is certainly going to be a key player, averaging right around 15 points a game. And I was excited for Oneonta to see Grayson Brockington step up against Trumansburg last weekend. I believe he had 18. You get a couple of those role guys going, certainly is going to help. If Norwich, the other side, Graham Burton has been huge down low, the 6'6 big man. Cason Stubb has put in some nice games. The Christie brothers, eighth graders, coming up here on varsity in Norwich. That's very rare. So a lot of different storylines here today.
Yeah, I think it'll be fun to see Britton Z because he is a complimentary player that's a very skilled basketball player. The other person for Norwich that plays very, very good defense is Cason Stubb. And if he has a big game on the defensive end, that could propel Norwich today.
Yeah, both these teams are just full of athletic guys that can get up and down the floor, run and gun. So, again, I said earlier to you, Coach, I'm very interested to see what gives here today, because at some point these two trains are headed right head-to-head towards each other, and something's got to give. I just don't know what it's going to be today.
And we both look forward all week to this game. You don't get these kind of games over a season very much. And to see two competitive teams that have great records, it's just going to be great.
We're going to take a break here for the national anthem and the starting lineup. When we come back, we will have a stacked East Division game here. The Oneonta boys and Norwich, set to be a good one. Thanks for joining us this afternoon on WCDO.
When it comes to protecting their homes, people will try almost anything. From deadbolts to security systems, fences to motion lights. Every little bit helps. But when it comes to protecting your home, nothing is more important than making sure you have the right amount of homeowners insurance. So talk to me, Scott Smith, your neighbor's insurance agent. Together, we can help you get the coverage you want and the discounts you deserve. Stop by Neighbors Insurance, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, or East Main Street in Oneonta for all your homeowners insurance needs.
DTC, Delhi Telephone Company, is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. We wish our local teams great success this season, and we remind moms and dads that DTC offers dedicated high-speed internet service to many towns in Delaware County and is continuing to expand our services throughout the county. DTC also provides quality digital cable TV programming, reliable phone service, and home security systems. For more information on DTC, visit DelhiTel.com or call 746-1500.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice where you take your vehicle for auto body repair? And I'm proud to say that since 1961, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We provide honest, quality work performed by experienced pros. So remember, no matter what the damage, it's your choice. You choose who repairs your vehicle. And if you choose Sydney Auto Body, I personally guarantee your satisfaction. Visit us at 21 Union Street in Sydney or call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Getting loud in here, Coach. It's a loud house in Norwich. When you think back to your coaching days here, what were some of your best moments? Were they the Donnyana Norwich games when the crowd was just going crazy like this?
Yeah, there's been some memorable times, and every year it was different. But the community spirit between Norwich and at Oneana, they support their team. If I look in the crowd today, Oneana traveled well. I would say it's about a 50-50
split. Yeah, I would say Oneana, there's a lot of blue and gold here for sure. So, all right, our starting lineups first for Oneana and head coach Brad Z. They start with junior number 2, Maddox Imperato, junior number 12, Grayson Brockington, a junior number 24, Britton Z, a junior number 40, Brady Carr, and a senior number 50, Bruce Missler. On the other side for head coach Joe Alger, if you're hearing that in the background, that's Mr. Purple. He screams, "Go Purple." I don't know how he holds his breath that long, but it's still going. So here's our starting lineup for Joe Alger and the Norwich boys basketball team. They start with senior number 33, Graham Burton, an eighth grader number 10, Cooper Christie, a senior number 4, Mitchell Collins, a senior number 12, Stephen Dowdle, and a junior number 13, Jason Stubbs. I mean, he just had to hold that for, 30 seconds more.
He does it at all the sporting events, in football, wrestling, girls basketball.
Tremendous. I love it. Opening tip. Here we go. Oneonta's going to win it, going left to right. They're in the road royal blue uniforms with the gold trim. Says Oneonta in white lettering across the front of the uniform. And Norwich is in the home white uniforms. Here's a straightaway three early for Britton Z and a rebound for Graham Burton. They're in the home whites with the purple trim. Says Tornado in purple lettering across the front of the uniform there.
Both teams coming out in man-to-man defense to start the game.
Looking over to head coach Joe Alger, Stephen Dowdle with the ball. Norwich going right to left. The early part of this ball game. Here's Stubb at the top of the key. Both teams kind of feeling each other out here on this opening minute of the ball game. Here's Stephen Dowdle through the paint. He's fouled, and he's going to go to the line for two. A nice step-through move there by Dowdle, Coach, and he's going to head to the line. Did not hit the shot, though.
Yeah, he got the ball about 14 feet out, faked, and drove crossover to the left side and got fouled on the shot. Nice move.
So here is Dowdle to the line, again, averaging 23.9 points per game coming in. First shot is no good for Dowdle. Today's broadcast brought to you by Marabito Energy Products. Our people make the difference. For nearly 100 years, Marabito has been committed to keeping families comfortable. You can visit them at marabito.com. First shot, no good. Second shot, up and good here for Stephen Dowdle. So it's a 1-0 lead for Norwich. Oneata back down the floor, going left to right on your radio dial. Again in the blue with gold and white trim. Brady Carr straightaway three off the pass there from Imperato, and he nailed it.
About a 22-footer from the top. Beautiful shot.
So Oneata now leads 3-1. We're a minute into the ball game here at Norwich High School. Ball tipped out of bounds. It'll stay with the purple. Nate Lull and Pete Commanderic with you here. Packed house at Norwich High School. Great to see everybody here supporting both these teams. If you couldn't come, that's all right. Thanks for joining us today here on WCDO. Norwich with the ball, again going right to left. Trying to go to the high post. They go to Burton. A turnaround move. He's blocked there by Carr, and Britton Z comes out of the fray with the basketball. Ahead for Imperato. Works one back out. Right side for Z. Give and go back to Imperato. Into the paint. He's in a tough spot, and he travels. Maddox doesn't like the call. They say he danced there in the paint, and it's going back to Norwich. With 6.5 to go first quarter, Oneata boys leading 3-1 in the early going. Norwich is going to walk it up the floor here with Stephen Dowdle, and what a nice luxury to have. If you're Joe Alds, you're stepping into this program with Stephen Dowdle, a proven leader, here to bring the ball up the floor for you. Cason Stubb, left side, three for Norwich is good for Stubb.
Beautiful three from about 19 foot.
That makes it Norwich 4 and Oneata 3. 2 minutes gone in the first quarter here in Norwich. Chance of defense from the Norwich student section. Passing down low. On the right low block, they find Brady Carm. Tries to muscle it up, missed it. Bruce Missler with a big rebound. Nice job there by Bruce. And we got a reach-in foul here on Dowdle, I believe. Bruce had kicked that back out to Britton Z, and then he got hacked on the arm. So Dowdle picks up his first, and that's tough if you're Norwich to have an early one on Dowdle.
Yeah.
Oneata on the baseline to the left of the hoop. Looks to work it into Grayson Brockington. Back to Z in the corner. And a three ball for Britton Dyde on the front of the rim. Another big rebound here for Bruce Missler. Back out straight away. Three for Maddox Imperato, and he nailed it. The rebound keeps it alive, and Imperato hits that shot to make it Oneata 6, Norwich 4.
Missler's playing huge on the boards. Two big rebounds early in the game.
Yeah, that kept that alive. Got him a second chance. Pull-up jumper here for Cason Stubb from the right side. No, and Missler, another rebound. He's got three, and they do the old run-out, and it's a nice layup for Grayson Brockington. He hits that shot. Looks like the three-man weave there, Coach. Oneata up 8-4 here. 5:15 to go in the first quarter. Left side of the floor now. The purple go to the high post with Graham Burton. Back over Stephen Dowdle. A three, and he was fouled there by Brockington on the closeout, I believe. Dowdle might be going to the line for three. Yeah, he's going to shoot three.
Yep. You can just feel the pace of the game starting to really get fast.
I want to thank Firefighter Incorporated, a trusted Oneata-based company, for their sponsorship today with over 65 years of experience as Dowdle hits the first one at the line here. Specializing in fire protection equipment for businesses, including extinguishers, fire alarms, sprinklers, and chemical suppression systems. You can call Firefighter at 433-2800. Second one no good there for Dowdle. Third one coming. He's usually pretty automatic here at the line, and that one's good.
Dowdle with 3 points, 3 of 5 from the line to start the game.
So it's Oneata 8, Norwich 6, 5 minutes to go, first quarter. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Pete Commanderic. Glad to have you along here. Imperato finding Bruce Missler. Straight away, now to Brady Carr. Right side corner, three for Brady. A little too strong. Too much mustard on that. Rebound Norwich. They're looking to run. Ahead for Mitchell Collins. Puts it up and in.
Beautiful run out. Look, Dowdle saw the floor. Got it to Mitch for the bucket.
That's the quarterback in him. He put that one, just lofted it right in there. And Collins, even though there was some contact, was able to make the layup. No foul. Makes it 8-8. Brockington, a corner three. That's off the back of the rim. Rebound for Norwich. Ball tapped out of bounds. Last touch by the Jacket. It'll stay with Norwich. So here we go, Coach. We're tied 8-8. 4.5 to go first quarter.
They're on pace to hit 80, both teams.
I'd be okay with that. I don't know about you.
Might get hoarse calling that.
I know. Yeah, we saved our voice for today, hopefully. Here's Cason Stubb into the paint. Hanging jumper, a little short. Missler, another rebound, goes crashing hard into the mat behind the basket here. Missler, great position, gets fouled and got that rebound. So the possession's going back to Oneana. But this is going to be a physical game.
Yeah, Graham Burton came right over the back there and collided with the Oneana player and picked up the personal.
Burton, the biggest player on the floor, and Oneata might have the height advantage, but I would say Burton definitely is the biggest and hardest guy to move down low. We got another foul on Norwich near the top of the key here.
Yeah, it was Cooper Christie. He reached in.
The eighth grader picks up his first foul. Oneata on the baseline. Now they get it in. Tapped out there by Graham Burton as Brady tried to feed one through the teeth of the defense, and Burton said no. So we're tied 8-8 with 4:05 to go in the first quarter here on WCDO. Some Saturday afternoon basketball. Glad to have you along. A steal on the inbound by Norwich, but they're going to say, I believe it was a kick on that inbound. So Oneana will hold on to possession here, and they will inbound to the left of the hoop. They're underneath their own basket. Jackets will look to get it in. We're tied 8-8. 4 minutes to go first quarter here in Norwich. Corner three for Britton Z. Nothing but net there for Britton Z.
Beautiful shot from the corner.
That makes it Oneata 11 and Norwich 8 with 3:50 to go in this first quarter.
Oneata has 3 3-pointers to start the game, and Norwich does not have a three.
Thought that one was coming right into our table here, Coach. But Keaton Stubb goes up, grabs it, then misses the three. Outlet pass here for Grayson Brockington, and the left-handed layup is up and good for Grayson.
Beautiful break through his body for position.
Dowdle trying to come back the other way, and he's hammered as he goes up for a right-handed layup. Bounces up, and we'll head to the line here. So I think for either side, you don't want to dig too much of a hole here. This feels like one here with Oneana leading 13-8 over Norwich with 3.5 to go first quarter.
They've been hot from the three-point line, 9 out of the 13 points to start the game.
Dowdle back to the line and cannot get the first one to go, and he's got an expression on his face like, wow, I can't believe that's not going in. He does a lot of work on his foul shots, spends a lot of time. Second one for Dowdle, good. And they'll need these down the stretch if it's going to be that kind of a game. Dowdle's up to 4. And it's only out of 13, Norwich 9. Britton Z straightaway 3. That's too strong, and a rebound for Cooper Christie. And Christie in transition down the left side of the floor. Bounce pass for Cason Stubb. Goes inside, little up and under. Ran out of real estate. And we got a foul on Cason Stubb there. Almost a frustration foul on the rebound. 3:15 to go first quarter. It's only out of 13, Norwich 9. A physical game. They're calling it tight, too. We got both teams with 4 team fouls in the early going.
Very well called game so far.
Oneana comes down the floor with Maddox and Parado. Chest pass to Brady Carr. Out of Britton Z, right side. Goes inside for Brady on the right low block. Little fadeaway jumper for Brady. Boy, a nice touch there for Brady Carr, and he hits it.
Beautiful turnaround.
Makes it Oneana 15, Norwich 9, with 2:50 to go in the first quarter.
Carr with 5 points.
There's Dattle to the left side for Mitchell Collins. Feeds one for Cason Stubb. Inside Graham Burton, and the big fella puts it up and in. Nice move there by Burton. And he used that body of his to get some real estate and put it in.
He sure did.
Makes it Oneana 15, Norwich 11, with 2.5 to go in the first quarter. Oneana moving the ball around as they go left to right. They find Z for a straightaway three in and out. Missler trying to get another rebound. Feeds it back out to Imperato. They kick one far side for Brady Carr for three, and he hits it. And another rebound by Missler keeps that alive, and Brady makes him pay. He's up to 8 points. Oneana 18, Norwich 11. Those second chance points have been huge for the Jackets so far. Mitchell Collins. Now to Dowdle. Over to Cason Stubb. Now back to Collins. In the paint, a little floater. Died on the front of the rim. Another rebound for Brady Carr. And an outlet pass here to Grayson Brockington. Brockington on the right side. Now Brady Carr. Another straightaway three for Brady, and he hits it. Timeout Norwich. Brady is up to 11 points, and Oneana leads 21-11 over Norwich. The Jackets have come out hot With a minute 40 to go, first quarter, we'll be back on WCDO.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla is accepting new customers. A visit to the pharmacy shouldn't be a hassle, and it shouldn't take an hour to wait for your prescription. That's why so many people in the Tri-Town area have already switched to Brown's Pharmacy. This is Patrice, and I'm proud to say that our knowledgeable staff is efficient, helpful, and patient-friendly. You're not just another insurance card to us. We are happy to consult with you and answer your questions. So make the switch to Brown's Pharmacy, Main Street in Unadilla. For more information, call us at 369-2131.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Today's game is also brought to you by Country Club Motors, located at 70 Oneida Street in Oneonta. Chevy, Buick, GMC, and much more. See the inventory online at countryclubmotors.com. Country Club Motors, where high volume saves you money. Oneonta 21 and Norwich 11, with about 90 seconds to go here in the first quarter in Norwich. Oneonta boys have been hot. Brady Carr with 11 points to start things off here. Norwich trying to answer out of this timeout. Dowdle now finds Mitchell Collins. They feed one over to Cooper Christie, and he's fouled by Bruce Missler. Christie going baseline, and he just got enough room there to try to sneak by, and he got the hip there from Missler.
Missler's played a great game on the glass.
It really has. That's been a big difference. A couple of these long-range shots that Oneonta has hit has come off those rebounds from Missler.
And out of the 21 points for Oneonta, 15 of them have come from behind the three-point line.
Cooper Christie to the line now. That was Oneonta's 15th foul. So Christie will be shooting two. He hits the first one for Norwich. Second one coming here for Cooper, who's off to a great start to his career as an eighth grader. Goes two out of two. Makes it Oneonta 21, Norwich 13. And the Jackets will look to get it in.
Norwich in the full court press with a steal.
And they get a steal right by midcourt on that purple tornado logo. That was Cason Stubb. Stubb to the right side finds Mitchell Collins. Big possession here for Norwich to try to cut their way back into it. Collins, three ball, left it short. Rebound for Zach Myers, who's into the game. His shot won't fall, but Cason Stubb comes out of there with a rebound. Dances back out, tries a three, won't go, and a rebound for Missler. Outlet pass for Z. Ahead, Brady Carr in transition. Three off the back of the rim. This one won't go for Brady. Back out for Britton Z, and they restart the offense here for Oneonta with 40 ticks to go, first quarter. Three ball here for Oneonta, left corner, missing that shot. Left a little short with Jace Jackson, who's in off the bench. And Norwich back in transition. Here's Dowdle, a step through off the glass. No, it won't fall. Did everything but finish there. 25 seconds to go, first quarter. Oneonta 21, Norwich 13. We got a reach-in foul here on Norwich on that far side as Oneonta brought it into their own offensive end of the floor here. Zach Myers with that foul.
I think it was on Stubbs. I think that's his second.
Yeah, that's two on him. You're right, they said 13, not 14. And so here's Z to the line trying to make him pay, and the first foul shot is good for Britton Z. Brady Carr hot from downtown. Three threes in this first quarter for Brady. Always good when you can get off to a hot start shooting the ball on the road. If you're Oneonta, Z, second shot at the line, too strong. And then a foul on Z on the rebound. He tried to get a little too aggressive there and chase that down. And that's going to send Stephen Dowdle walking down the floor to the other end to shoot some foul shots. Brad Z, a little bit upset, said, hey, we don't need to do that. So this will send Dowdle to the line here for Norwich. And Stephen's first shot is good. So Stephen Dowdle now with 5 points, and it's Oneonta 22, Norwich 14. 21 seconds to go, first quarter. Stephen's second shot, rattles it in. He's got that shooter touch.
6 for 9 from the line, all 6 points coming from the foul line. Off the penetration to the hoop.
Oneonta 22, Norwich 15. Oneonta in transition. They go back to Jackson in the corner. His three, a little too strong. Rebound for Norwich. 8 seconds left. Dowdle sprinting down the court right side. Dishes one off. Down to 2 seconds. Mitchell Collins, a straightaway three. And it was partially blocked there by Carr. And that's going to do it for the first quarter. Oneonta 22, Norwich 15. Second quarter coming up here on WCDO.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's Back Room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
All right, welcome back. We start the second quarter with Oneonta leading 22-15. Here is Christie finding Stephen Dowdle, a straightaway three for him. Oh, it won't rattle in. Hit the rim about three times. Wouldn't go down. Both teams wrestling and scrambling here and almost diving into the radio table. Good hustle there by Matthew Rubin, great soccer player for Oneonta, just committed to Skidmore last week. Great to see for him. But he almost came diving head first, couldn't save it, so it will stay with Norwich. And this is twice, Coach, we've been in these situations where we're sitting right on the edge of the court. You never know what's coming your way. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Pete Komenderic here this afternoon. Jim Tomeo is our producer back in the Sydney studios at WCDL. Glad to have you along. And here's Norwich with the basketball. Again, trailing 22-15, opening possession here of the second quarter. Dowdle, right side, steps through the floater for him. No, Graham Burton, the rebound. That also is off the back of the rim. Somebody put a lid on that thing for the purple, and Oneonta's got it going the other way. Here's Carr to the left side, a floater. No, but he's fouled on the baseline. 6:55 to go, second quarter. Oneonta still leading 22-15. A lot of fouls here so far in this one, Coach.
That's on Burton. That'll be a second. And in the first quarter, Steve Dowdle had four takes to the rim and he drew four fouls. So it's getting physical.
Yeah, it really is. And the first foul shot here for Carr is off the mark at the line and no good. 6:55 to go in this second quarter. Yeah, we've seen guys on the floor diving, a lot of physical play on the interior. Carr hits the second one. So Brady is up to 12 points. Oneonta 23, Norwich 15. The purple back down the floor. They're in the white with the purple trim here on their home floor today, going right to left. Here's Dowdle. Good feed down low. Finds his man, and he puts it up and in. Nice bucket there by Carmine Pastore off the dish from Stephen Dowdle.
Beautiful Norwich pass. Found Carmine under the basket.
Makes it 23-17 with 6.5 to go in the second quarter. Oneonta's got it with Z. Tries to feed one back over to Brockington in the corner, and that's off the side of the rim. Rebound chased down by Brockington. Gets it to Z. Floats it over the top of the defense for Brady Carr. High arcing three. Buckles off the side of the rim. Out of bounds. Last touch by Oneonta. It's going to Norwich. Student section trying to keep some energy here.
Oneonta's done a very good job playing unselfish, working the ball around the perimeter for the open shot.
So it's Oneonta 23, Norwich 17. Stack boys basketball here today on WCDL. These are division rivals. A huge game here. And here's Cason Stubb back out. Dowdle, right side. Three for Stephen is good, and he's fouled. This will be the second time today, I believe, right, Coach, that he's going to go to the line after shooting a three, getting fouled. This time he's looking for the four-point play.
Absolutely. That was a nice flicker, too, for Stephen. First three-pointer of the game. This will be his 10th attempt from the foul line.
Yeah, he has found a home here at the foul line early in this game. And that's huge. Gets Norwich right back into it. Dowdle's shot at the line is good.
That key, a four-point swing, makes the game Oneonta 23, Norwich 21.
Yeah, back to a two-point game, as Coach said, 5:50 to go here, second quarter, and a steal here by Norwich. Guess who? Dowdle, and then a reaching foul on Oneonta. And the fouls are piling up here against the Jacket. I believe that might be another one against Brockington. We'll see when they put it up on the board. We were a little screened from, now they're going
Britton Z.
Yeah, with Britton Z, his second. Wow.
This foul situation could swing the game.
Really good. Right side now for Dowdle, being guarded by Z. Dowdle into the paint. What a step through. Oh, he just couldn't finish. Z with a rebound.
How hard is Steve Dowdle playing?
He's just playing so physical, so hard. He can get to the rim. Oneonta's trying to find an answer. Here's Jackson. Back to Z at the top of the key. Now to Jackson again. Fires up that three. This time it's too strong. He's been short. Overshot it a little bit this time. Inside for Brockington. Finding Matthew Rubin. His shot is off the mark. Kept alive by Oneonta. Great rebounding. Straight away three from Z, and he buries it.
They have been moving the ball and looking for their teammates so well in this game. It's created a lot of open looks from the outside.
Oneonta 26, Norwich 21. 5 minutes to go here in the first half. We're in the second quarter. Cooper Christie. Little bread basket pass there, and a foul on Brockington, and the Oneonta fans not happy with it. Cason Stubb was coming off one of those football-style handoffs, shoulder-to-shoulder, and they got Brockington for a physical play there on D.
Nate, for Oneonta, they have 26 points. 18 of the 26 have come behind the three-point line, and it's a tribute to how they're playing unselfish and looking for each other.
Foul was on Brockington. That's his third, so he has to come to the bench. And as you said, Coach, this could change the complexion of this game. They go inside for Graham Burton. He puts it up, and they got a foul on Matthew Rubin. With 4:40 to go here in the second quarter, Burton's going to go to the line with Oneonta leading 26-21, but the Purple trying to chip their way back into this. That also shows what a leader Stephen Dowdle is. Burton got a little animated after that play. Nothing bad. But I think Steven just said to him, hey, keep your cool here. Keep your cool. Yeah, we need you out here.
Those guys play a lot, have played a lot of ball together. Burton makes the first free throw. This is Norwich's 14th attempt from the foul line in the game.
Pretty incredible. And second shot for Burton is off the mark. The rebound out of bounds. Staying with Norwich. Oneonta 26, Norwich 22. Coming up on 4.5 to go second quarter.
Norwich has outscored Oneonta 7-4 to start the second quarter.
Dowdle on the baseline. Gets it into Burton. And now to Carter Christie, who's into the game for the first time. A little up and under here for Stubb, and he's fouled. And Oneonta cannot catch a break here on the fouls. They continue to stack up. But, you know, I like what Norwich is doing. They're taking it to the hole hard, making Oneonta guard them. But they're just not getting the foul calls on the other end as much.
Absolutely.
And what do you say as a radio guy about that? Well, that's a tough one. And Stubb gets the first one to go. And it's allowing Norwich to chip their way back into this game. Second one coming here for Stubb. And he's got it. Cason Stubb now with 5 points. Back to a two-point game. Oneonta 26, Norwich 24. 4.5 to go, second quarter. Z on the left side, skips across the top of the defense, finds Jace Jackson again, this time, rattles in and out. Rebound kept alive by Matthew Rubin for Oneonta. Into the corner, Brady Carr dials up a three, that's buckled off the side of the rim. Carr gets his own rebound and lays it in.
Beautiful.
Carr's up to 14 now. And it's Oneonta 28, Norwich 24. 4 minutes to go, second quarter.
That was an example where, as a coach, you tell your player to foul the shot and created a two-point opportunity and a score.
Dowdle will feed one back out to Cason Stubb. Stubb, a little crossover, gets lost in the paint. Both teams scrambling for it here. Rubin got tied up there with Stubb Boyd. I love the physical play and the hustle on the ground. That was a jump ball, giving it back to OHS.
It's Norwich only out of basketball.
I mean, these guys are getting on the floor hard. I mean, I love hustle, but this is like extra hustle.
There's going to be some ice packs after this.
Yeah, I would say so. Everyone's going to go home. It's a good thing it's an afternoon game. They can go home and ice tonight. Brady Carr, good feed there from Rubin, and he couldn't hit it on the baseline. A little 10-footer in and out.
Nice rebound for Burton. Gets it to Dowdle.
Dowdle into the teeth of the defense. Scores. And Dowdle's up to 12. And that makes it Oneonta 28, Norwich 26. 3:20 to go here, second quarter. Reuben for Jackson in the corner now for Oneonta, and then he gets tied up. We got a foul on Norwich. And the Norwich fan's not happy about that. Tough day to be a Zebra.
Yeah, really.
3:15 to go, second quarter. Oneonta 28, Norwich 26. Also want to thank Pickett Building Materials for being a sponsor today on State Highway 23 in Oneonta, your one-stop destination for complete building supplies, serving both construction pros and do-it-yourselfers, open Monday through Saturday. That's Pickett Building Materials. Here's a take by Maddox Imperato in the meantime, and that's up and good. 5 points for Maddox Imperato. Oneonta 30, Norwich 26.
Penetrated the lane, crossed over. Beautiful move to the hoop.
There's Zach Myers, leaving it back off now for Carter Christie, who's getting some big minutes off the bench here. Stephen Dowdle with a shot. No, Zach Myers, second chance, also rims out. Rebound for Britton Z. Ahead now for Brady Carr. Steps through Brady to the 10, and he scores. Good contact. Wow, Brady's up to 16. Heck of a game there. He absorbed that contact so well and still able to finish. Oneonta 32, Norwich 26. 2:20 to go, second quarter. Coach Alger directing traffic here for his guys, finding Mitchell Collins to the far side for Dowdle. Dowdle into the paint. Another tough move there by Dowdle. It rimmed out. Zach Myers with a rebound, a jump ball. He's going to keep it here with Norwich. Dowdle frustrated with himself that one wouldn't go.
Myers, beautiful job boxing out and grabbing that rebound.
It's a battle by the big guys on the inside. Missler's back in for Oneonta, and Myers in for Norwich now. Stephen Dowdle on the inbounds will work it in, finds Cason Stubb. Stubb taking it right to the teeth of the defense, and he scores. Stubb with a nice bucket there. A timeout taken. Stubb's up to 7 points. We'll step away with 2 minutes to go in the second quarter. Oneonta 32, Norwich 28. We'll be back on WCDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Out of the timeout, Oneonta with the basketball. The Jackets lead 32-28 here on the road against the Norwich boys. Brady Carr, another three. Yes, sir. Cash it in. 19 for Brady here in the first half. How many threes has he got here, Coach?
Four threes.
Great first half for Brady and for the Jackets. Despite the foul trouble, they lead 35-28 on the road here against Norwich. Stephen Dowdle wants a three of his own, and that's cash money for Stephen Dowdle. And he's up to 15. And the two studs going back and forth here.
This is so fun to watch.
Imperato goes to Z. Makes it Oneonta 35, Norwich 31. Nobody backing down here, as expected. Z back to Carr, directing traffic. Brady, the 6'6 big man at the top of the key, and now we got another timeout here taken by Brad Z for Oneonta. With 1:10 to go, second quarter, we'll step away again. Oneonta 35, Norwich 31. Thanks for listening today on WCDO.
I can't believe it.
I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, 1:10 to go here, second quarter. I'm Nate Lowell, joined by Pete Komenderic, live in Norwich. The Oneonta boys leading Norwich 35-31, late second quarter. Boys varsity basketball here today. Brady Carr, top of the key, goes to Imperato on the right side. Back to Z, straightaway three for Britton, died on the front of the rim with five left on the shot clock, rebound Norwich. Big possession here. The purple back down the floor here with Dowdle. Stepping through, Dowdle with a hanging jumper, and he's fouled on the right low block. Who's this going to be on? I believe Britton Z.
If it's Britton Z, it'll be his third.
They might have gotten Missler here.
Oh, they got Missler.
And that's his third with 46 seconds to go here. Kudos to Dowdle. He's been tough getting inside there. I thought he makes you pay. He really does. Draws that contact so well. And Dowdle, first one is good for him.
What I think is great is the two prolific scores for Oneonta and Norwich. They want the ball every time down the floor. It's like, anything you can do, I can do better.
Dowdle makes that first shot. Missler has to go to the bench. Second shot good for Dowdle. He's at 17. So you got Carr with 19. Dowdle with 17. It's tough to have Missler and Brockington on the bench. Those guys have been so good rebounding the basketball. And you have really no choice but to park them here for a little bit. 45 seconds to go in the second quarter. Oneonta 35, Norwich 33. Norwich has kind of crawled back from the dead here from late in that first quarter when they were down by 10. Z, a nice little shimmy shake. Pull-up jumper for Britton is good. What a move. A good finish there by Britton. He's with 9 points.
Nice.
Boy, we're on a high pace here today, Coach. Oneonta 37, Norwich 33. 20 seconds to go in the second quarter. Norwich with the basketball. Now for Cooper Christie. Feeds one into the corner. Wheeling it around, and a travel here by Carmine Pastore. He's going to give it back to Oneonta with 10 seconds to go here before the halftime break. Stay tuned. We'll have our Morabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in just a little bit as well. Z, left side. Comes off the screen. Down to 2 seconds. Finds Carr. He's the three. It's good. And a buzzer. Brady Carr. Coming off of a screen, hanging in the air, lets it fly. And they're going right past us into the locker room, a little fired up. Brady, his fifth three of the first half, 22 points. Incredible.
Nate, that shot had to be from 35 feet out. I mean.
Hanging in the air, sideways, lets it fly. Unbelievable. Oneonta 40, Norwich 33. Our Morabito Energy Products halftime report coming up. Coach, what a first half here between these two juggernauts.
Incredible. Just incredible. Carr has 22 points in the first half. Score at half is Norwich 33, Oneonta 40. We're on pace to have an 80-point game.
That's incredible.
And what both coaches told us before the game is they expected and wanted a high-paced game, and we certainly have it this afternoon here in Norwich.
Yeah, you said it, Coach. They wanted to go up and down the floor, and they certainly did that. I want to recognize, before we hit the break, one of our other special sponsors, Harlem & Jervis, attorneys at law on Chestnut Street in Oneonta. We pride ourselves on getting to know our clients so we're better able to serve your needs. Harlem & Jervis, understanding you, understanding the law. You can call Harlem & Jervis at 607-432-3611. That's Harlem & Jervis at 432-3611. Halftime score, Oneonta boys leading Norwich 40-33. We'll be back with our Morabito Energy Products halftime report coming up on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today.
Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Halftime score, Oneonta boys leading Norwich 40-33 here at Norwich High School. It's time for the Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Morabito has been delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service for nearly 100 years. You can call Morabito at 607-563-HEAT. You can also find them at morabito.com. And you can call them, visit online, and keep your family warm this winter. Coach, we'll go through the scoring summary first here in a minute, but what a fantastic first half. This game living up to the hype. Just, again, Dowdle versus Carr. Everybody else stepping up, the guys underneath, the rebounding. Just everybody's playing a role here today. It's fantastic.
40-33 at half. Carr is just putting on a show. 22 points. He's only a junior.
I know. Four of their five starters are juniors. That's scary to think about.
Every time he touches the ball, it's like he is so smooth. And on offense, he's just fluid, having a great game. Steve Dowdle, he's 9 for 12 from the line. When do you shoot 12 attempts in the first periods of a game?
That's a great point. Yeah, let's get through our scoring summary here. First for Norwich, 17 for Steve Dowdle. Again, he's been making a living at the foul line here in this first half. Kaysen Stubb with 7, Graham Burton with 3, Cooper Christie with 2, Mitchell Collins with 2. On the other side for Oneonta, 22 points, including 5 three-pointers, including that buzzer beater, which was tremendous. Highlight reel play for Oneonta going into the break. 9 for Britton Z, 5 for Maddox Imperato, 4 for Grayson Brockington. That's the scoring for Oneonta in the first half.
You know, Nate, I think the second quarter was played very even. Both teams scored 18 points. But what is going to be imperative in the second half is the foul situation. Both Dowdle and Carr, I don't believe either one has a foul. But they're complementary players. Some have 2 and some have 3. If someone gets into foul trouble, that could change the complexion of the game very quickly.
I got to say kudos to Oneonta because you had Missler and Brockington on the bench for long stretches, a little bit of foul trouble, and not anything even really, you can't blame those guys for those fouls, just hard underneath fouls that just happened in the flow of the game. But to not have those guys and to still have a 40-33 lead at the break is tremendous.
Missler gave them such a big lift in the first half. He was a beast on the boards. I think he had 7 or 8 rebounds in the first half.
Yeah.
I mean, he was just going up and grabbing everything that he could, and Oneonta swung it back out, got the ball around the perimeter, created some really nice open looks both for Carr and for Z.
Yeah, that really kind of gave them that early lead, and Norwich had to expend so much energy to come back and then tie it up, and then Oneonta goes on another run. So you wonder in this heavyweight fight how many times Norwich can, you know, kind of take a blow and then absorb it and keep coming back, because Oneonta, boy, they look really, really good right now. Again, this is our Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report. You can call Morabito at 607-563-HEAT or visit them online at morabito.com. Also, Morabito convenience stores. Don't forget about that. You can fuel up with a full tank of premium fuel. You can get your favorite snacks or a hot cup of coffee. When you're on the go, you got to go with Morabito. So we're going to take one more break here. When we come back, we'll have the start of the third quarter. Again, our score, Oneonta 40, Norwich 33, a key stack division matchup. And no matter what happens here today, there will be a game later this year, which will be in Oneonta for the second game of the year. So it's always fun to get a home-and-home with each other in the stack within the division, and that makes for a great rivalry game, that's for sure. Oneonta 40, Norwich 33 at the break. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
The Umsadol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Umsadol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Umsadol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Umsadol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood. A division of Quality Hardwoods.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, welcome back. You know, Coach, we always talk about your three keys to the game. What are maybe one key for Norwich, one for Oneonta as we start this third quarter here?
For Oneonta, keep moving the ball. They're doing a good job looking for the open man. For Norwich, they're going to have to rebound here in the second half. They're going to have to play tenacious D, as Joe Alger said, before the game, and they're going to have to control the glass.
Set to be a great second half here. Thanks for listening today. Also online, anybody listening at WCDOsports.com, we're glad to have you along. Our web stream is brought to you by Sydney Federal Credit Union, a longtime sponsor of our web stream at WCDOsports.com. And now a steal by Norwich to start the second half. They're going left to right. Here's Christie taking inside. A lot of contact there. No call. Ball touched on the line by Norwich. So it's going back to Oneonta, now going right to left here. Good play there by Christie to take it to the rim. That was Cooper Christie. He got a lot of contact. No call. And here's Oneonta back the other way. They're trying to lob one up there for Brady Carr. It got knocked out of bounds, though. It will stay with Oneonta. Last touch by the Purple. Norwich is in the home whites with the purple trims. His tornado and purple lettering across the front of the uniform there. Oneonta is in the road royal blue uniforms, the white and the gold trim. Says Oneonta in white lettering across the front of the chest there. Imperato, left side, inside for him, little up and under. What a move there, he just couldn't finish. Imperato with a nice take, but it wouldn't go.
Burton with a rebound.
Back down the floor here for Stephen Dowdle. Looking to set it up. Norwich a little more patient on offense here to start this third quarter. Now here's Kaysen Stubb inside, hanging there, and it rolls in.
Beautiful move.
Nice job by Kaysen Stubb. He's up to 9 points.
Absorbed the contact from Mislert and took it to the hole.
Oneonta 40, Norwich 35. To the high post for Mislert. Swings one back out. Carr, another three. No, too strong, but Brockington was right there. Nobody boxed him out, and he puts it home. Brockington is up to 6 points. Oneonta 42, Norwich 35. Dowdle down the right side of the floor. How much energy did these teams spend in the first half? Who's going to have more in the gas tank second half? Dowdle in and out of a three. Tapped back out by Burton. Right back to Dowdle, and that's good.
Beautiful move to the hoop.
19 for Dowdle. Oneonta 42, Norwich 37. Right side here for Imperato. To Brockington. Inside Missler. Swings one back out for Z. And he hits the three. Britton from the left side, from way out. He's got 12.
Once again, the Oneonta ball movement, unselfish play. Three passes opened up that shot.
Oneonta 45, Norwich 37. Pass inside for Graham Burton, and he finishes. Burton with a great finish. He's up to 5 points. They're going to need some more points out of him in this second half, I think, if you're a Norwich fan. Oneonta 45, Norwich 39. 5:50 to go, third quarter. There's Carr up near midcourt and the Purple Tornado logo. Carr comes off the screen. Got stuck there. Double teamed. Has to dish it off. Goes to Imperato. Back out Brockington. Feeds one across for Z. Wants to take it inside. Z with a good bucket. That's good. Z with 14. A lot of contact there, too. Somehow he's able to finish. Oneonta 47, Norwich 39. Dowdle leaving one off here for Mitchell Collins. And Collins gets hammered there. Somehow it pops over to Dowdle. They find Burton, and it's up and good.
Beautiful scoop pass. Dowdle drove the lane and pitched it to Burton for the two.
Oneonta 47, Norwich 41. The Purple need a stop, though. Oneonta has been getting the shots they want at will here to start this third quarter. 4:55 to go in the third. Here's D at the high post finding Missler. He goes up, missed the layup. A lot of contact, though, from Burton. Rebound to Stephen Dowdle. Dowdle in transition. And inside for Kaysen Stubb, and he finishes. Stubb's up to 11. Right back to a four-point game. Oneonta 47, Norwich 43. Brockington inside, left low block. Works it back out, and Oneonta will pump the brakes here. Jackets have it, right side. Chance of defense from the student section and the cheerleaders. Brady Carr for Oneonta. Step back at the left elbow. Can't get it to go. Burton, a big rebound for Norwich. Ahead now for Dowdle. Dowdle in transition. Scoops one into the corner for Mitchell Collins. A three off the back of the rim. And Christie gets the rebound. Had it knocked away, though. And we're going to have a foul here. Hard to say if anybody had possession there on the reach. I believe a foul on Norwich.
Yeah, I believe they're going to call Collins on the reach. And they did.
So Mitchell Collins picks up his first. Our first foul of the second half. They've been letting them play, Coach. I'm Nate Lowell, joined by Pete Komenderic, live in Norwich. Jim Tamman is our producer back in the WCDO studios in Sydney. Right side now for Britton Z. Feeds one down low. Brady Carr. Dowdle teeing him up here and took it away. Dowdle ripped it. And in transition, they find Collins off another sweet dish from Dowdle. Collins puts it up and in. Gets the bucket. We got a timeout. And it's a two-point game. Oneonta 47, Norwich 45. 3:45 to go in the third. We'll be back on CDO.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDL. And McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedule. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's. Or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
3:45 to go in the third. I'm Nate Lowell, joined by Coach Pete Komenderic. We're here in Norwich, and boy, neither of these teams is going to quit. Great game.
Norwich has outscored Oneonta 12-7 in the third quarter, and Steve Dowdle is just putting the team on his back right now.
Oneonta 47, Norwich 45. Here's Z on the inside. Can't get it to go. Brady Carr, the putback. That rolls off the front of the rim. And Burton's got a big rebound. He's been tough on the glass here in the third.
It's his third rebound here in the third quarter.
Dowdle dishing one off here for Christie. Got it rejected. Gets it back. Second chance opportunity. Bounced off the back of the rim. Wouldn't go down for Cooper Christie. Rebound for Oneonta. This one knocked out of bounds. And into our broadcast booth here. It's going back to Norwich. With 3:10 to go in the third. Oneonta 47, Norwich 45. They tried a home run pass there, and it was just too tall. Left side here. Norwich with the basketball. Mitchell Collins, the stub on the right side. Stub stops, pops, travel.
Yeah, he slid his right foot. That's a good call.
He was going to pass and then thought better of it. Tried to shoot, but he had already done the dance.
Tell you, Nate, the officials have done a tremendous job here today.
Imperato across midcourt to Z. Gets the screen. Z steps up for a long two. In and out. Rebound underneath. It's picked up there by Christie. Big rebound by the smallest guy on the court, Cooper Christie there. 2:40 to go in the third. Oneonta 47, Norwich 45. Dowdle left side. Norwich going left to right. Dowdle chest pass. Feeds one. Christie on the baseline. Stops. Got himself in a tough spot on the baseline here. Right low block, works one out. Shot clock at 15, Norwich with the ball. Back out, Dowdle. Oh, my God. Steps back for a long shoot from an impossible angle. And Dowdle's got 21. He's doing his best Michael Jordan here today. Here's Z as we're tied at 47. Z takes it to the rim and scores. 16 for Britton. Z answers right back for OHS. Wow, what a game. Oneonta 49, Norwich 47. 2 minutes to go in the third. Dowdle with Brockington in his shorts. Dowdle gets around him. Fishes one off for Mitchell Collins. Another beautiful assist. And they tie it back up.
Every time down the court in the third quarter, Dowdle is doing something right on every possession from either a step back or a pass.
And here's D trying to score again. Missed it. Rebound for Collins. Mitchell going to take it coast-to-coast, and we got a charge. Maddox Imperato planting his feet and takes the charge, and that was a big one. So we're tied at 49 with a minute and a half to go here in the third quarter. Great heads-up play there by Imperato. He knew Collins was coming and wasn't going to stop, and he just ran him over. Wow, 49-49. So Norwich erasing that 7-point halftime deficit. But both teams getting big contributions. Britton Zee having a monster third quarter, and Stephen Dowdle is just doing it all here. He's got a sub coming in, Carter Christie for his brother Cooper Christie.
Norwich has put up 16 points here in the third quarter. And the momentum of the game has shifted, Nate.
Yes, it has. Imperato in the backcourt. Brings it across. Peroni out down the left side. Now for Brady Carr to Britton Zee, who's having a whale of a third quarter here. Zee, right side as Oniana goes right to left. Jackets with it. Imperato, pull-up jumper, left elbow. No, and who got that underneath? I think it was Carr.
It was Carr on the tipping.
Wow.
Beautiful play. Established position.
Carr, well done for Oniana. Gives them a 51-49 lead with a minute to go. Third quarter. Stephen Dowdle with a three. Answers back again, and Dowdle's got 24. An unbelievable performance. And Norwich takes the lead 52-51.
That looked like an NBA step back three.
My goodness. Right side here for Imperato. 45 seconds left, third quarter. Oniana with it. Rubin, top of the arc. Goes to Imperato, steps in for three. Imperato hit, and he's got eight. And Oniana leads 54-52 with 30 seconds to go in the third. Dowdle on the right side in front of a packed house here at Norwich High School. Late third quarter, Dowdle in the paint. Dumps one off for Britton, and then he threw it away. Here's Imperato going coast to coast. No, excuse me, Brockington, and he scores. Brockington's got eight. Oniana leads 56-52. Dowdle back the other way. Circus shot, and he scores. Dowdle's got 26, putting this team on his back. Straight away three now for Britton Zee. Buckled off the side of the rim. Rubin with the putback, and he got it. Matthew Rubin doing the old tip drill. Scores, and Oniana leads 58-54. Third quarter in the books. Fourth quarter coming. What a game. We'll be back on CDO.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Start of the fourth quarter. Coach, what do you think? A key for either side real quick as Norwich has the ball.
Well, the thing that I was very impressed with, Norwich did a great job on Carr in the third quarter. He only had 2 points.
Norwich with the basketball now. Kind of chip away at this four-point lead. They've taken the lead in that third quarter, but Oniana's just had the answer with some great shooting. Ball's going to Oniana here after a miss by Norwich. Stubb couldn't get the rebound. It's going back to the Jackets. And Britton Zee, huge third quarter there for Oniana. He's up to 16 now. Imperato's got eight. Rockington's got eight. So good balance here for the Jackets as well.
Foul on Stubb there. That's his third.
Down the floor now for Oniana. Britton Zee wants the ball in his hands here. Throw it to Carr, left side. Carr steps in, muscles it up, and he fouls. Carr drawing the contact there with 7:20 to go in the third. And Carr is going to shoot two. Dowdle wants an explanation on that. Carr's going to go to the line here.
That was a real nice move by Carr.
Smart. I thought it was smart.
He absorbed contact, and that was the correct call.
Brady Carr to the line here for Oniata. His first shot. is up and good. So Brady has 25. I want to thank Tri-County Glass at 51 Main Street in Oneonta, a trusted provider of residential and commercial glass solutions. Carr misses the second shot, and Oneonta rips down a rebound here. Here's Carr with a left side three. Got it. And Brady hits his sixth three of the game. He's up to 28 points.
4 points to start the fourth quarter.
Oneonta leads 62-54. Incredible. And here's Mitchell Collins kicking one out for Stubb. Dumps one down low for Burton. He lost it out of bounds. Going back to Tri-County Glass again at 51 Main Street in Oneonta. Steve can handle all glass repairs and specializes in custom work. Always friendly service and reasonable prices at Tri-County Glass of Oneonta. So it's Oneonta 62, Norwich 54, 6:50 to go, fourth quarter. The Jackets have just had an answer every time Norwich has thrown a punch back. Britton Z has it right side, comes off the screen, goes to Carr. Can he hit another one? This one's well short. An air ball is scooped up here by Norwich. Back down the floor for Dowdle. Finding Mitchell Collins. The three for Mitchell is good. They got a timeout on the floor. Mitchell Collins is up to 9 points. And it's Oneonta 62, Norwich 57. 6.5 to go in the fourth. We'll step away and be right back on WCDL.
You're buying a new car and shopping for a good loan rate. This place has a higher rate because they price by credit score, and that place has a higher rate because you don't have three accounts and a MasterCard with them. Don't get stuck with a higher signature loan rate. Simply visit Shendello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. Because to us, an auto is an auto, no matter the year. At Shendello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, one size fits all. No restricted terms or special requirements. 114 Main Street in Franklin. Or visit shendello.org. Member NCUA.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. I want to also thank Firefighter Incorporated today for being one of our sponsors, a trusted Oneonta-based company with over 65 years' experience specializing in fire protection equipment to protect your business and employees. You can call them today at 433-2800. 6:20 to go in the fourth quarter. It's Oneonta 62, Norwich 57. Oneonta with the ball out of the timeout. Here's Imperano into the defense. Can't get it to go. Rubin with a rebound. His second chance won't go. And this is Norwich now with a rebound. Ahead for Collins, and he lays it up and in. Mitchell Collins goes coast to coast. He's into double figures with 11. And it's back to a three-point game. Oneonta 62, Norwich 59. Z straight away. All the way jumper, and Britton Z hits it. Cool as a cucumber. Britton's up to 18. We're not going to have enough awards for all these guys, Coach. A couple guys are just playing tremendous basketball here today.
Just when you think Norwich has the momentum, Oneonta comes back and answers. What a well-played ball game.
Oneonta 64, Norwich 59. Gattle, another three. In and out, pops out. Zach Myers gets a rebound. Had it ripped away by Imperato, though. And here comes Oneonta. Carr feeds one to Z. Now back to Brady, left side. Brady taking it inside the floater, left it a little short, and the rebound, dribbled out of bounds by Norwich. Stays with Oneonta. Case and Stubb just ran out of room there. 5:20 to go, fourth quarter. It's Oneonta 64, Norwich 59. Two schools fighting head-to-head in the stack and in Class A in Section 4 this year. This is the first of maybe a couple matchups between these two. Rubin on a great pass from Z, and he finishes. Matthew Rubin's got 4 points. It's Oneonta 66, Norwich 59. And the clock is going to become a factor here sooner than later. Here's Dowdle with a little shake. Gets inside, finds Christie, and it's short off the front of the rim and a rebound for Oneonta. Here's Imperato, and they're going to say he slipped, lost it out of bounds, and it's going to go back to Norwich. Imperato saying he was tripped up, but no luck. And he's talking with the official all the way down the floor.
I thought it was a good call. He slipped.
Yeah, I think so too. So Norwich will dribble it down the floor here with Steven Dowdle. 4:50 to go. Oneonta 66, Norwich 59. A stack division battle here today. First place in the division on the line. Here's Graham Burton down low at the right low block, and he had it intercepted by Imperato. And he'll flip one back to Britton Z, walking it across midcourt. Z talking. Britton talking to Brad Z. Father and son chatting here. Setting up the offense for the Jackets. They go far side. Imperato into the paint. Once again, Imperato, a step through, hangs it in the air. It won't go. And the rebound goes to Carr, and he can't finish. Burton finally got two hands on it and ripped it down. It's been a war on the glass on the inside as we hit 4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Oneana 66, Norwich 59. Left side here for Donald. Finding Mitchell Collins. Little fake. Goes to the far side for Kaysen Stubb. Now for Christie. On the baseline, and he lost it. Couldn't hang on to it there for Cooper Christie. And Oneana has it back.
If I'm Oneana right now, I look to get a good shot. And great timeout here by Brad Z, excuse me.
Yeah, Brad Z wants a timeout. 3:40 to go in the fourth. It's Oneana 66, Norwich 59. We'll be back on WCDO.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
When it comes to protecting their homes, people will try almost anything. From deadbolts to security systems, fences to motion lights, every little bit helps. But when it comes to protecting your home, nothing is more important than making sure you have the right amount of homeowners insurance. So talk to me, Scott Smith, your neighbor's insurance agent. Together, we can help you get the coverage you want and the discounts you deserve. Stop by Neighbors Insurance, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, or East Main Street in Oneonta for all your homeowners insurance needs.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
All right, 3:40 to go in the fourth quarter. It is Oneana 66, Norwich 59. And out of the timeout, Oneana with the basketball with Britton Z. Z up near midcourt with Mitchell Collins right in his shorts. Goes to Imperato. Back to Z on the left side. Z has been a huge part of this second half. Feeds it off to Matthew Rubin, who finishes.
Another great look by Z.
And Rubin's got a key 6 points off the bench here. 3:15 to go here in the fourth quarter. Oneana 68, Norwich 59. It just feels like the Jackets have had the answer every time here today. Burton is fouled on the inside by Brady Carr on the left low block.
You know what's impressive is with the four returning starters, they complement each other. And when Norwich makes a run, there's no pressure on their shoulders. They just play the ball, and they play their game.
There's Dattle hanging in the paint. Pull-up jumper for him for Norwich. No. Z with another rebound. And Britton Z has just really come alive here in the second half.
His passes have been exceptional to the interior.
Britton Z leaving one off for Brockington. Now back out to Imperato and a reach-in foul, they say, on Cooper Christie, who took it away from Imperato, and they say he got him on the wrist.
Crowd certainly does not like that call.
No, they don't, because it would have sent Cooper Christie in for a breakaway layup, and the boos are coming down from this packed house on the Norwich side. 2:50 to go in the fourth. And here is Z across midcourt. Britton will now go to Grayson Brockington. Back to Imperato. To Z. Oneana going right to left. We got an off-the-ball foul here. Believe it's going to be on Kaysen Stubb. And those two, Brockington and Stubb, got tied up on the far side. That's the fourth on Stubb. Boys being boys on the side here. 2:40 to go in the fourth. Rubin in the paint, hanging, jumper, in and out. Stubb with a rebound. Norwich looking to run. They got to hurry now. And a foul on Rubin back down the floor. All right, here's our team foul situation. Oneonta now with two and Norwich with four. The third personal on Rubin as he hustles down the floor. 2.5 to go in the fourth, and Oneonta boys leading 68-59. From Saturday afternoon high school hoops, nothing better. NFL playoffs this weekend. If you're a sports fan, this is a great weekend. Here is Dowdle, and he's hanging in the air, and he hits the shot, and he's able to score, and Dowdle's up to 28.
Beautiful move. He just took the ball, powered his way into the lane, drew contact, and now he's going for the end one.
That's going to keep Norwich alive here, especially if he can hit this foul shot. This is who you want at the line if you are a Norwich fan. And Dowdle's shot is good. Dowdle with 29. Oneana 68 and Norwich 62. Norwich needs another stop, though.
Norwich going a full-court press right here.
Here's Imperato across midcourt. Norwich trying to turn up the heat in the kitchen. Z to the right side. Britton Z, strong with the ball in his hands, goes to Brady Carr. Now back to Z straight away. And Z steps in to the paint, leaves one off for Brady Carr. Brady's in a tough spot underneath the hoop, finds Matthew Rubin, who scores. So you got Rubin with 8, and Parada with 8, and Brockington with 8. The cast, the secondary cast, has really stepped up for Oneana. And here's Kaysen Stubb, and he is able to finish. Stubb's got 13. Timeout taken by Norwich. 1:48 to go here in the fourth quarter. It's Oneonta 70, Norwich 64. We'll be back in 30 seconds on WCDO.
DTC, Delhi Telephone Company, is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. We wish our local teams great success this season, and we remind moms and dads that DTC offers dedicated high-speed internet service to many towns in Delaware County and is continuing to expand our services throughout the county. DTC also provides quality digital cable TV programming, reliable phone service, and home security systems. For more information on DTC, visit DelhiTel.com or call 746-1500.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Oneana boys leading Norwich 70-64 with a 1:48 to go in the fourth quarter. A reminder that this broadcast today is also brought to you by Tino's Pizza, the original home of the cold cheese pizza. Whether you're in the mood for authentic New York-style pizza, unique salads, or a freshly made sub on our homemade Italian bread, Tino's has you covered, located on Main Street in Oneonta. Tino's, the original home of the cold cheese pizza. Big thank you to Tino's for all their support. Also, on my show, the Nate Lowell Podcast, if you're an Oneonta fan, we just had Teddy McGraw on this past week, and created a lot of buzz, that interview. So check that out on WCDOsports.com or on NateLowell.com. 1:40 to go here in this fourth quarter. Oneana 70, Norwich 64. Jackets with the ball. Chance of defense from the student section here in Norwich. Here's Britton Z. He's got 18. He's been tremendous. Gets one off for Rubin to Brockington. Down low, Grayson Brockington scores, and he's got 10. And Oneana leads 72-64. Dowdle in transition, and he scores.
Post to post.
31 now for Dowdle of Norwich. Makes it 72-66. Full court pressure coming. Imperato across midcourt. Bounces it behind Brockington. Off his hands, out of bounds. It's going back to Norwich. Brad Zeeson just slow down one extra second, half a second even. All right, Norwich back down the floor with 1:05 left. Purple Tornado have the ball. Oneana 72, Norwich 66. They go to Stubb. Hanging in the air, he's blocked by Brady Carr. And then Imperato with a steal, and Collins had to foul him before he would have been off to the races. With 57 seconds left.
That was a good foul.
We're going to have our post-game show coming up with our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players of the game. Brought to you by NBT Bank, Rabbit O'Gresham Insurance, and ACCO Brands of Sydney. So stay tuned for that as well. Here's Imperato to the line. And he's got 8 points. Looking to add to it here. Coach, will you check my math? Brockington with 10 and Imperato with 8 right now.
Correct.
Okay. Imperato misses the second one. Gives Norwich some life. Norwich trails 72-66. Oneana goes 0-for-2 at the line. Dowdle steps through the floater. Oh, a little short. And another big rebound by Britton Z. Z rides it out down the left side and is fouled by Mitchell Collins.
That'll put Z to the line. Norwich over the limit.
Wow. So Britton Z has played a whale of a second half here. And he's going to step in to shoot two at the line with 45 seconds left. And these are big.
He's done it all on offense. Passing the ball, shooting the ball. Just such a nice player to see.
And he has 19 now as he makes the first foul shot. Carr, kind of the MVP of the first half of this Oneonta team. Z in the second half, getting it done. And he misses the second foul shot, gets his own rebound, though. Pulls it back out. 40 seconds left. Oneonta up 73-66. Imperato to Z. Float one into the corner for Brockington. Inside for Matthew Rubin. They pull it back out. Finding Z, and Norwich has got a foul, and finally they do with 29 seconds left.
Tony Young is just so composed.
Several chances there where a guy maybe could have taken a layup. They said, nope, kick it around. Keep chewing that clock. Wow.
It would have been so easy to take a bad shot there, but they had their composure. They moved the ball.
Yeah, very true. And Z at the line. His first one's good. 20 now for Britton Z. Oneana 74, Norwich 66. You said we were on pace for 80. We got pretty darn close. And Z hits another one. 21 for Britton Z. Oneana 75, Norwich 66. Oneana trying to play good straight-up defense. And we got a timeout taken here by Coach Joe Alger in the corner. With 22 seconds left here, fourth quarter. Oneana 75, Norwich 66. We'll keep it right here. Want to thank Pickett Building Materials on State Highway 23 in Oneonta. From framing lumber and roof trusses to Marvin windows, custom doors, and premium tools, we provide everything you need to build, repair, and renovate at Pickett Building Materials. Also by Morabito Energy Products and convenience stores, fueling our communities and supporting our neighbors in need for nearly 100 years and counting. Visit Morabito.com. Well, we knew this was going to be a heavyweight fight here today, Coach. Oneana now leading 75-66 with 22 seconds left. I mean, what do you do if you're Norwich? You've done everything you can here. Steven Dowdle with 31. Oneana's just had the answers all afternoon.
Absolutely. If I'm Norwich here, I'm going to run some sort of pick play to try to get Dowdle open for an open look from three.
Yeah, you got to go three at this point.
Absolutely. You're down nine. Oneana's been playing really well. They've outscored Norwich 17-12 here in the fourth quarter.
I think you got to go hope to get that three and then get your press on and see if you can get a foul or a steal or a foul. Oh, Imperato with the steal. Imperato stole the inbounds for Oneonta. They have it up near midcourt. Imperato dribbling out of trouble here. Shovels a pass to the far side. I believe it was tipped. No, they're saying it's going back to Norwich with 12 seconds left. Oneana 75, Norwich 66. Two officials are going to get together here and talk about this. And yeah, they're going to say it goes to Norwich. And barring a miracle, this will be a huge win for Oneana. With just 12 seconds left. Dowdle down the floor. He's going to have to fire up a three. Stevens, three ball. Buckles off the right side of the rim. A rebound for Z. And that is going to do it. Oneana wins 75-66. The Jackets get it done on the road in Norwich. Always a sweet victory if you're one of the rivalry teams that's on the road and you get the win. Oneana gets it done 75-66. Coach, some thoughts here before we take our final break.
You could tell in this game how well and experienced the Oneana players were playing with each other, knowing where everyone was going to be on the floor. And if you really look at it, Z and Carr put up a lot of points, but the other players had 6-8 points, got some huge rebounds. They just really played a great game.
Yes.
Norwich battled their way back as well as they could, but Oneana just moved the ball, got open looks, and I think that was the difference of the game.
Rockington 10, Imperato with 8, Rubin with 8. Mister no points, but he was just an absolute monster on the inside. All those guys contributing just as much as Z and Carr here today to this victory. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back. We'll give our three awards. We'll wrap things up. Oneana 75, Norwich 66. That's the final. We'll be back with the postgame show on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' World's Best Banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, welcome back one last time to Norwich High School. A whale of a high school basketball game here today with Oneonta boys defeating Norwich 75-66. Can't wait for the second time these teams meet up. That game will be at OHS. So let's go through our scoring summary here. First for Norwich, a game high 31 for Stephen Dowdle. He was tremendous, did everything he could today for the Purple Tornado. 13 for Kaysen Stubb, 11 for Mitchell Collins, 7 for Graham Burton. Two apiece for Cooper Christie and Carmine Pastore. On the other side for Oneonta, 28 for Brady Carr, 21 for Britton Z. They were both tremendous. And as we said before we took the break, this was the difference. 10 for Grayson Brockington, 8 for Maddox Imperato, 8 for Matthew Rubin. Those guys are usually somewhere in the four-point range. You get, you know, 6, 8, 10 out of them, it's going to help every single time.
Yeah, if I'm a coach, if I'm Brad Z, I'm thrilled. I mean, he has a team that they play as a team. They look for each other. Carr and Z had a lot of points, but they went when they didn't have shots open, and they went to the other teammates, and it worked. I mean, just a complete team here, and they moved the ball so well. I haven't seen a team on offense move the ball as well as Oneonta did today in a long, long time.
Yes, that was great, and you know, kudos to Norwich, too. Dowdle was dishing it out, finding guys for wide-open layups. I mean, this was high-level basketball today. Just really fantastic to watch. So let's get into our three awards here before Coach and I wrap it up. First is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, of course, brought to you by NBT Bank, top-rated by Forbes and by the people who matter most, our customers. NBT Bank is proud to support our local high school athletes here on WCDO. We're going to go with Stephen Dowdle for the Outstanding Offense Award. Game high 31. You could probably give him the all-purpose award too. He was tremendous here. He'll get our Norwich award for outstanding offense.
Nate, he put the team on his back. And personally, we know Steve. He worked so hard in the offseason. But defensively, creating shots for his other teammates, there was a point in the game where Norwich was on the brink, and he just put the whole team right on his back and got Norwich back into the game. Tremendous game.
Next up, we'll go with the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, of course, brought to you by Morabito Gresham, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham cheer on our local teams this season. I think we're going to go with Britton Z here. 21 points for Britton. I mean, he just did everything. You could probably give him all-purpose, too, but he was very good. He had the second half of a lifetime here today. We'll give him our Dynamic Defense Award.
Yeah, not only on offense, but on defense, multifaceted player. He got some big-time assists, like 5 in the second half, and that was the key for Oneonta.
The Oneonta guys, we are sitting right in front of their locker room here. They came back out. They're doing a little group photo in front of the scoreboard. You love to see it. They're celebrating this one as they should. So, lastly, this afternoon, we got our ACCO Brands of Sydney All-Purpose Award. ACCO was a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season and is happy to have been a community partner for over 75 years. I think we got to go Brady Carr here, a team best 28, 6 threes on the night, right, or on the afternoon?
Let me check my notes.
Yeah, I think it's 6 on the afternoon. A great first half, which gave Oneonta all the momentum. We'll give Brady our all-purpose.
Yeah, I mean, 6 threes, he's such a smooth ball player. He understands the game. He gets in open positions, and he looks for his teammates. There's times where Norwich really pinned him down, and he found his other teammates to score. Just for a junior to be that well composed, it's amazing.
And again, we have to give a shout-out to all these other guys on both sides. I mean, for Oneonta, Imperato, Brockington, Ruben, Missler. Wish you could give them all awards. And the same for Norwich. I mean, you look at Stubb played great today. Collins was excellent. Burton had his moments. The Christie brothers, you know, whether it was Cooper starting or Carter coming off the bench, all making key contributions. Everybody played very well today. It was fun to watch.
Yeah, Norwich brought it. I mean, they played hard. They gave it their all. Both of these teams have so much to look forward going down the road. They're both very good. They play as a team, and they have a competitive fire.
Yeah, they sure do. The rematch is going to be a ton of fun. Can't wait.
I can't wait either.
We're hopefully going to be doing many more. I believe this is the second Norwich game we've done. It's the first only on a boys game we've done. We did a girls game at Unitego a couple of weeks ago. But hoping to bring you more of these, as well as all our Tri-Valley, Delaware League, and MAC games. We had a real fun one between Green and Unitego earlier this week. If you're looking to see what games we're doing on the radio, you can go to natelull.com, click on the radio schedule tab. Everything will be right there. And, folks, we'll have you back again soon.
Nate, I can't wait. We always have such fun together. And, I mean, we've seen some great basketball this year so far.
Yeah.
This is only the tip of the iceberg.
Whenever I call you, I seem to be destined to get a good game. So we got to do it more often.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
No problem. And a big thank you to Jim Tomeo back in the CDO studios as well. Also to Craig Stevens, our general manager. He did a lot of work this week. There were some changes in the schedule. Oneonta Norwich girls last night was postponed. They're still working on a makeup date for that, so we had a lot of things to kind of change around at the station and scheduling and all that. So a big thank you to Jim and Craig for being flexible on that. Check out natelull.com for scores, stats, standings, the top scorers page, all of that. And our radio schedule, I'll be getting that updated probably tomorrow as well. So have a great rest of your Saturday. For Pete Komenderik, I'm Nate Lull. We'll talk to you soon on WCDO Sports.
Celebrating 40 years, WCDO AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla, and in Norwich at 92.3 FM.
As if the sky had feelings just like mine, can't ignore it, yeah. Even though it still hurts a lot.